KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have light rain and 67 degrees in Atlantic, and we picked up 1.41 inches so far here at the official weather station. Messina reports 1.28 inches. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. There is a flash flood watch in effect until late tonight for Cass and area counties to our north, east, and south. The far west and southwest counties had flash flood watches in effect until 1 o'clock for heavy rain, 2 to 4 inches possible, with locally higher amounts. In the news, city leaders in Omaha have for years been working on ways to make it easier for pedestrians wanting to cross over the river from Council Bluffs to the northern downtown area of the metro. And now, as the city renews focus on developing the riverfront in north downtown, officials are finalizing a bridge's design and funding. The Daily Nonpareil reports a second pedestrian bridge would cement the link between Omaha and Council Bluffs, providing a pathway from Tom Hannafin's River Edge Park to Omaha's north downtown area. As it stands now, if you're next to TD Ameritrade Park for a College World Series game, you can see the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge, but getting to it and Council Bluffs is difficult. You can walk all the way up to Abbott Drive or all the way down to Capitol Avenue to connect to Riverfront Drive, then those streets wrap around to the bridge. In the works is a connector bridge that would run from Mike Fahey Street in north downtown Omaha across the railroad tracks and tie in with a pedestrian bridge. Derek Miller, Omaha's transportation planner, says the $3.5 to $4.5 million bridge is set to be built in 2018 and 2019. Some of the money will come from a federal grant and city capital improvement funds. Miller says the city plans to solicit private donations for the remainder, about $1.5 million. Officials from Council Bluffs and Omaha both have made the riverfront a renewed priority. In the past 6 months, groups of outside experts from the Urban Land Institute have twice come to Omaha to study the riverfront and north downtown, and those experts say they were impressed with the pedestrian bridge, but noted its inaccessibility. Miller said the city has intended to build the connector as long as the bridge has been in place. Officials on both sides of the river say they're excited. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday acted on a resolution approving fiscal year 2016 expense appropriations. Auditor Dale Sunderman explained that when the board tackles the county budget, they set the amounts of the maximum payments that could be made under the budget.
The appropriation is the spending authority of those budgeted items. And this is the spending authority so that they'll have the authority to actually start basically making expenditure payments.
As of July 1.
The board held off on approving $15,000 additional expenditures for local health services until the necessary information becomes available, but they're expected to act on the matter before the end of next month. In his report to the board, Cass County Engineer Charles Marker said the courthouse roofing project was expected to have been completed by Wednesday afternoon. Work was needed to stop a leak on the northwest corner of the building. Marker said also a pre-construction meeting was held with regard to the landfill road bridge project.
And they're going to be starting the 22nd to do that project. We have also been in contact with dust control people to do the dust control on the unofficial detour route, which would be the one that goes east along there. We have three residents, so we will be doing lay down dust on it to hopefully mitigate the truckers or the big delivery that takes the landfill material out.
Other work is being conducted on concrete and steel tubes lying under some county roads to prevent or correct erosion problems. And the Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday the arrest on Monday of 29-year-old Tad Haskins of Atlantic. Haskins was taken into custody on a charge of indecent contact with a child. He was booked into the Cass County Jail. And 38-year-old Terry Frazier of Atlantic was arrested Tuesday on charges that include possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, public intoxication, and disorderly conduct. Frazier was also booked into the Cass County Jail. A couple of Atlantic residents were arrested on assault charges this week as well. 23-year-old Rebecca Miller was arrested for simple assault, and 28-year-old Justin Knutson was arrested for domestic abuse assault. In our funeral announcements, Betty Paulson, age 74 of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Betty Paulson will be today at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Jean Griffith, age 86 of Audubon, died Sunday. Funeral services for Jean Griffith will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Brian Tigger Wells, age 53 of Defiance, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Brian Wells will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joan Selders, age 82 of Elliott, died Saturday. Graveside memorial services for Joan Selders will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Whipple Cemetery near Griswold. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel of Red Oak has arrangements. Roland Watkins, age 55 of Omaha and formerly of Anita, died June the 2nd. A celebration of life visitation with the family of Roland Watkins will be held tomorrow from 3 until 5 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. David Westfall, age 63 of Afton and formerly of Bridgewater, died Monday. A funeral mass for David Westfall will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Mary Ann Swisher, age 92 of Atlantic, died Friday. Services for Mary Ann Swisher will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Adele Pedersen, age 99 of Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and formerly of Walnut, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Adele Pedersen will be held Monday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Neoma Steen, age 90 of Elkhorn, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Neoma Steen will be held June 27th at 10 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.